let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. E.C. Smith was a well-known stained glass artist in Carmel-by-the-Sea, California, for over 15 years, creating custom pieces for celebrities and clients all around the world. Upon retirement, she took upon her second love, writing, and has published poetry and short stories before writing her first novel, The Shingle Weaver's Picnic. She lives now on Monterey Peninsula, California, and in Darby, Montana, with her husband and two dogs. The Shingle Weaver's Picnic has been called the season's must-read, one review calling the book somewhat reminiscent of To Kill a Mockingbird, as it offers a window into the life of a smart, lovable young girl who experiences both tragedy and elation during the most interesting of times. A revisit to the past full of childhood innocence and how it all can suddenly change. P.C. Smith, Patty Smith, author of The Shingle Weaver's Picnic, is our guest on This Week in America. Patty, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me. This is very exciting.
It is our pleasure. What a great story you tell in The Shingle Weaver's Picnic, and that title's important because that's the website to get information on Patty and the book and order it there as well. Let's go back, first of all, and talk about where the story idea came from, and then we will jump into the story and learn about Cricket and what's going on in her life. But where did this idea come from?
Well, I don't know. Over the years, my children and then later on my grandchildren, they, you know, as the kids do, kept asking me, well, what was life like for you when you were a little girl? And with my kids, I said, well, let's look at it this way. You could get a really nice starter home for under $3,000. The average wage per year was $900, I believe. And they just dropped their jaw. And then with my grandchildren, they say, no TV? I said, yeah, believe it or not, we got along without it. So they constantly wanted me to tell them stories of where, you know, my childhood and what it was like. So out of the years of talking about, I used to visit my grandparents every summer when I was a little girl. And I talked to them about that and about how things were back in my day. And somebody said, you know, you should write that down someday. Then my late husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and my doctor said, you better find something to do at home you really like. And I thought, okay, maybe this is my time to take writing lessons and give it a go. Only problem being, I didn't have a computer, and I didn't know how to work one. So I finally got the computer, and I got some classes going through Gotham in New York. Had a wonderful, wonderful starter teacher. They sent me my directions on how to send out my homework, and first homework was due, and I follow the directions, and I send it out. I don't know what I was expecting. You know, the TV screen was going to go hallelujah or something, but I thought, gee, nothing happened, so I sent it again, and nothing happened. I thought, I'm doing this wrong, so I emailed my teacher, and I said, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm trying to get my homework to you. Did you receive it? And she said, yes, Patty, all 10 times. So that was the start, and it just seemed to bloom from then on out.
We've all gone through that during the preliminary stages of trying to understand computers, and they're supposed to make our lives simpler. Sometimes they do, and sometimes it's a struggle. Well, going through all that, you were an excellent pupil because the job you've written with The Shingle Weaver's Picnic is just a remarkable story that you tell going back in time. I see a little bit of Cricket, you in Cricket, as you're giving a little bit of your background with the grandparents there. Let's go back and set the stage. It's 1941. Take us back to what we were facing at that time, because there really were some difficult issues that the world was dealing with.
Well, it seemed to be, if I remember right, I was young, but I was very alert as to what was going on around me. And I think people were just in shock. This can't happen, particularly with Pearl Harbor. And everybody took that bombing personally, as if you'd bombed their own backyard. And people gathered and they did things that they didn't think they'd ever do. And the war effort went on, and everyone was extremely proud of what they were doing, whether it was collecting pots and pans, or my grandma used to go down to the first aid and wrap bandages. And also one of her jobs was, she was a warden in a way. We went to the tallest building in Everett at the time, which was the JCPenney building. They had a little shack up there, and on the walls were silhouettes of all the different airplanes. So ladies would spend so many hours a week there, and when they saw an airplane, they'd check it with a silhouette and call it in. And so a couple times they let me do it as a kid, and boy, I thought I was ready, you know, for a uniform. I was really patriotic at that time. So yeah, it was sort of a personal insult to everybody, and I think that's what drew them all so close to do the wonderful things that the people at home did.
Well, and you bring that all to life in Patty's book, The Shingle Weaver's Picnic by P.C. Smith. Her website is theshingleweaverspicnic.com. The book available at Amazon, the usual places, published by mainspringbooks.com, and all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tell us about the character that we've learned to love in this book. I've alluded to the fact there seems to be some of you maybe in cricket. Cricket was, most people called her Cricket, or her real name was Annie Elizabeth Jordan. Talk about Cricket, that's because great. She's going through so much growing up, knowing there are problems in the world. Nobody really wants to share those problems with her, so she's trying to sort it all out. Tell me about Cricket.
Well, there is a little bit of me in Cricket because I'm writing the story about that era, mostly through her eyes. And so I'm telling you also, you know, the things that I saw. And it was very confusing. I knew that there was this big hush-hush, don't upset the children type thing.
Yes.
But my mom was an avid reader. And so she had me reading at a pretty good speed, I think maybe by the time I was 4 years old. So some of the bigger words I need help with, but when I couldn't figure out, Cricket couldn't figure out what was happening around her, she just starts scarfing up the papers and reading every headline she possibly can. And she had a really close relationship with her grandfather, just as I did. And he and she were best buddies. And as she got into these newspaper articles and wanted to know what some of these words meant, he was there to tell her and explain to her what was going on. It was very difficult for all kinds of children.
P.C. Smith, our guest on the program, the book is The Shingle Weaver's Picnic. She goes off with her grandparents, much like you did. Talk about that trip that she would take every year to spend time with her grandparents. A little bit different this year. Talk about that trip.
Well, I used to go and spend my summers with my grandparents. And Cricket's life, this particular time, her mom's pregnant, and the baby was due sometime in the summer. So Cricket had the chance to go up on the train all by herself. And there was an organization called Traveler's Aid. And when things like that happened, seniors or young people, they would come on board at different stops, you know, on the way up and come and check, make sure you're okay and that everything was going well. And so that's pretty much the trip that Cricket took, too. It was very similar to one that I had taken. So, yeah, it was exciting to travel all by yourself. Got a little nervous, just like Cricket did, you know, hope everything goes all right. And I don't want to, you know, I hope they don't accept only longhand in the dining car where you had to write out your menu. Just I prayed that I could print because I didn't know how to do longhand at the time. So, yeah, that was her first experience away from her mom. And up to see her grandparents, and very similar to a trip that I took.
Well, and you capture, and that's obviously why you capture those emotions so well. We really feel with Cricket as she goes through all of the ups and downs of her life that she's going through at that point. Don't want to give away too much on the book, but then there is a situation that comes up that really changes everything, where Cricket really has questions about what's going on in her life. What can you tell us about that without giving away too much, but life suddenly changed?
Yeah, a lot of children of that era, they grew up really fast all of a sudden. You know, Cricket was only 7 going on 8, so there was expectation of many years of childhood ahead of her. But the one incident that happened is there was a large number of children of her own age or about her own age in her grandparents' neighborhood. And that was part of her wonderful summer because they'd all gather after just before dinner and they'd play hide this or no, kick can. That's the one they love to play. And they also had what is called the Shingle Weaver's Picnic. At that town, Everett was a very small lumber town. Now it's pretty large. And most everything that took place had something to do with the lumber mills. And every year on the 4th of July, the lumber mill owners got together and they gave this wonderful picnic down by the shores of Lake Stevens for all their employees or anybody that has something to do with the lumber business. And there was log rolling contests and there was baseball and they had a bandstand where they had dancing. And I think the most wonderful thing that Cricket thought was free ice cream, as much as you could eat all day long. So, but it was during that particular event that one of the children in her neighborhood was murdered. And the shock about that was almost more than the World War situation, because that was so close to home. And who among them could be so awful and evil? And it really threw the town into a tizzy fit. So that did. That changed everybody in some way. It just was unheard of.
And her grandfather plays a major role in this case. He's a retired lawyer and a judge. Talk again without giving everything away, but a little bit about the grandfather, because he's there trying to work this out.
Well, there again is a little bit of me in that, because my grandfather and I were just best of buddies. And I just thought he hung the moon. And anytime I had any real questions, you know, I talked to him about it. And he just had a way of knowing how to tell a child the truth, but more age appropriate than some things. And he's sort of the good backbone in this story, because he did take up the case. And Cricket had a chance to see her grandfather in his glory. And she was super, super proud of him.
As well she should be. The book is such a fascinating read, it will be difficult to put down. The book is The Shingle Weaver's Picnic by P.C. Smith. Their website is theshingleweaverspicnic.com. What are some of the themes that you talk about? Because you really capture that era, that particular part of the country, and what a young person goes through when suddenly exposed to some of the evils in the world, in society. What are some of the themes you touch on in the book?
Well, let's see. I think coming of age a little sooner than she really needed to was a touching part that I thought. And to see how the world works, you know, through children's eyes, they don't have filters. They see what they see and they tell you what they see. Like you walk into a room, a child will look up and say, "Good Lord, what'd you do to your hair?" Not, "Oh, gee, that's a nice hairdo," you know. And so it was kind of a hard thing to go through for all of them. But I think it was because communities in those days were tight-knit. And it does take a village to raise a child. But it also took a village to help children, you know, get through this with all they were hearing. There wasn't television, but there was the radio and there was the newspapers. And I think it probably was a huge job for parents to try to level children out during a time like that.
And what Cricket
how can you explain it? Yeah.
Yes, it's difficult to explain. And for Cricket, she's going through this transformation into womanhood. And again, seeing part of the world, and maybe prematurely, but part of the world that she didn't quite understand. You make it all come to life. I mentioned the book is The Shingle Weaver's Picnic. If you're just joining us, by P.C. Smith, the author, our guest on the program. You've done poetry, short stories before. What was it like doing this, your first novel, making the switch from poetry, certainly, to short stories, where just when you're telling a short story, you're telling the complete story here, and you have the time to develop characters and the theme of the book? What was it like writing this book?
Well, number one, I've got to give credit to my teacher. She's the ideal person to teach a new writer. You know, she knew how to correct me without squashing my creativity and just constant encouragement. But I used to, when I was a little girl, I found out real early on, if I was ever in trouble with my mom, a little note on her pillow at night, and boy, I got myself out of trouble really fast. So I figured writing is a good thing. So what I did is, when I got into doing this, I did it more as therapy for me during those long 8 years that I was the caretaker for my late husband. And I promised myself that I would try to get the story together and polished and get it published ready. But I really didn't have any intention of going ahead and publish it. I just wanted for my own self to say, yes, I did it. and a little side effect from that, which I had no idea when I finished and I did get it published, I started getting conversations with young women, well, not young women, but women that were just about to leave to start the empty nest syndrome. And I don't know how many times they told me, you know, I thought my creativity days were over, you know, raising a family and all this and that. It was so good to know that even at your age, you can go ahead and start something new and have it be all of your own. And I always thought that there's an artist in everybody. You just need the door to open to walk in.
What's next for you? You did such an excellent job with this book, The Shingle Weaver's Picnic. What are you working on now?
Well, I've only started drafts so far, but yes, I'm going to write another novel it's going to take place during that era. I'm very fond of that area, as you probably can see. And this time I'm going to have the book location in Montana, and I'm going to make a bit of a World War II spy novel out of it and see what happens.
I want to talk about the writing process. Everybody's got sort of a different approach to writing. Some say I start with my strict outline, then I go back and take it from there. Others go, you know, I've got a jump off point, maybe a conclusion, but the rest of it, I'm going to see where the story and the characters take me. Do you have an outline when you begin the process?
Just very rarely. I have more of a timeline because, you know, if something happens at a certain year, you can't make that person, one of your characters, you know, too old or too young. So I do develop a timeline. But something else, maybe other writers understand it, but I couldn't believe that I would develop these characters, just a character that sort of fit into the era and the time that I was writing about. And I sort of just put them aside. And then as the story started to develop, I called them all back for auditions. And I was amazed at the things that they would do and say. At the end of my day, I'd have to read over my chapter. It's a phenomena that these characters do take on a life of their own.
You know, that's amazing. You hear more authors say that once they get started, they're sort of led by where the character is going to take them, how they fit into the story. It's like, I never imagined them doing that, but they gave me a little tap on the shoulder and said, let's try this. And it works and it fits into the storyline. Yeah. What writers influenced you at a young age when you had this desire to write, and who do you read now?
Well, now I'm so busy doing this, I don't have time to read anymore recreational. But the books that I started with before I started school, my first big book was The Wizard of Oz. And I loved, evidently, the fantasy of Dorothy and the Tin Man and so forth and so on. And that caught my eye. And then the next one I loved, I remember, I wasn't in school yet, it was Moby Dick. And I thought that was, oh, man, this huge whale in this ship. And I just sort of take a trip with whoever it is I'm reading. And so I had a lot of authors during that time that just sort of led me to use my imagination. Just go, girl, and something will come out. And they were right. Something did.
I mentioned we got a couple minutes left in the program. It's a great story. You will not want to put it down. You'll try to squeeze in an extra chapter or two before you put the book down to get some sleep for the day. But it's worth it at the end because you've got the surprising twist if you think you know where it's going to go. Did you know how this was going to end as you're telling the story? How did the twist at the end come about?
No, I didn't know how it was going to end, but the different characters as they developed and as they became entrenched in the story just sort of opened a path. And this just seemed to me the obvious thing is that as a full-grown adult, that this would still be a very big part of her life. And that's just how it happened. I just wrote it and I looked at it and I thought, good, that's exactly what I want.
It's an amazing story that's receiving excellent reviews. The book is The Shingle Weaver's Picnic by P.C. Smith. Her website is theshingleweaverspicnic.com. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, mainspringbooks.com as well. And we've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Patty, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of The Shingle Weaver's Picnic. Excellent job. Look forward to the next book and hopefully a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for joining us on the program.
And thanks for having me. It was a pure pleasure.
It was fun having you with us. And the book, again, available wherever books are sold, The Shingle Weaver's Picnic by P.C. Smith. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Patty's website is theshingleweaverspicnic.com. You're listening to This Week in America and more on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.